Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to episode 443 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64, Josh. Crawler, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you. I'm hunting watermelons. That's what I'm doing.
Johnny, how are you?
I'm good. I think I beat that game because I got a watermelon, and that's how you beat that game. You get a watermelon.
Is that official?
That's how you roll the credits. I'm counting that as a beaten game this year.
Hey, I like it. That's great. Get those credits. Before we jump into this, guys, of course, jump into the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. If you would like ad-free listening, you can subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Also, that enters you to win an eShop gift card. And another way to enter to win a eShop gift card for free is just leaving a comment over on Spotify. Gotcha. So, yes.
Your gain.
Yeah, you're a little.
Oh, I must have bumped it. Thanks for telling me.
Rip headphone users.
No, yes. Yeah, I think I bumped it. Anyway. So hopefully that's a little bit better. And So before we jump in to the main part of the show, Johnny, where can people connect with you?
I'm at Johnny Bo everywhere: Twitter, Twitch, YouTube. Oh man, I got the hiccups. I apologize. TikTok, and the Communication Air podcast. I have been busy lately. I've been posting lots of content on YouTube, trying to beat Mario Wonder without getting a Wonder Flower. But based on the comments that I've received, I don't think it's possible.
Oh, if people trying to ruin it for you?
What people have said, there's no way to do it. So.
Sounds like a challenge.
It does sound like a challenge. I beat a couple levels that they want you to use a Wonder Flower.
Yeah, you ran into a roadblock last week, and then you worked through it. Right before the episode last week, I think you worked through it.
Yeah, Yeah, it was I forget the final trial in the third world, and then like the mid level in the fourth or the fifth world. So,
all right, Crawler, where can people connect with you?
Best spots are Twitter / X, whatever we're calling it, and TikTok. I've been posting pretty much daily on TikTok, working through what Johnny has made a better, I think, version of, with just doing it live content of the invisibility run. So trying to beat every world with the invisibility badge. So I've been posting content there.
How's it going?
World one's not that hard. I think Johnny, I was watching Johnny's live TikTok or Twitch run that he was doing, and he posted it on YouTube, and world one's not challenging. I think we discovered that he Bowser Jr. has custom
dialogue
options for when you come in with the invisibility badge, like you're playing a game on him, and he's not going to be fooled by your trickery.
He's like, are you playing hide and seek with me? I thought that was kind of a nice little touch. I wonder what other like secret dialogue there is.
Yeah, I wonder if it's character based at all too. Like depending on if you're playing like as Luigi or Daisy or something like that. You know, I could see Nabbit. I could him just being like,
"You don't belong here.
You're not even a real. You're not even a real Nintendo character." So, well, guys, if you want to connect with me, I am N64 Josh everywhere, and love chatting games and everything over on X or Twitter or whatever it's called. And I've already posted the Christmas decorations are up. I had a few people reply to my story saying bye, so I think they unfollowed me. I'm not sure that might be the case. And so, you know, but that's me. I got Grogu in my front yard, and the Christmas lights are already up. So. Johnny, you got that like AT-AT and stuff that for your yard, don't
last
you?
Last year we got a big AT-AT and we got a Millennium Falcon. We actually got a Grogu, like the blow up one. Yeah. But I guess a squirrel got to the wiring and
just
chewed right through it. But yeah, we have this whole.
Was there a dead squirrel next to it or?
No, but you can see like it was like split in half. It was clearly like something chewed through it. But yeah, I'll share like. We're going to have a better setup this year to make it look cooler. So I'll share some pictures on that once it's all set up. It's not up yet.
You need to get like, what, 3 AT-ATs? And then you need to get an Echo Base set up and just have them attacking Echo Base.
Turn 3 Millennium Falcons on their side. Well, before we go any further, I see Hitman has a comment here. It says, the badge system is pretty good because it can make the game easier or more difficult. Yeah. And I feel like the initial response when everybody ran through the game was like, oh, the badges are useless. And now it's essentially the badges are new game plus. So it's kind of cool to see that being the case. And I see some people speed running and everything. And of course the bubble flower and the different power-ups for or badges for that are
yeah, there
are
needs crazy. To be some rules for the friend speedrun challenge room when you open it, like no jet badge or something like that, just because that jet badge totally negates it led to some chaos last week when we tried it out. But
oh the racing did. I was very confused what you're talking about, the races. I got
you the racing we did.
That was I was big brain move when you guys didn't realize it at first. So that first level, nobody knew.
Cleaned up.
I thought you were lagging super bad.
Well, we couldn't do the stuff that we really wanted to do because Josh wasn't.
Yeah. Did you get any further?
Play the game much?
Oh, a little bit. Not too much. A little bit. I played a little bit today, actually, and played some Mario Kart. My daughter's new boyfriend was over, so I always make them play me in Mario Kart. I'm like, if you're going to date her, you have to beat me at Mario Kart.
Established dominance there.
Yeah, so she's still single. And so that's good.
But you have a new thing up on TikTok, right? Did you talk about that?
What's my new thing up right now? I can't remember. There's so many.
Aren't you doing a playlist?
The time trials?
How to beat your significant other or whatever.
Oh yeah. I do have a series going. I've only got one video in it so far. Oh, so Yeah. Yeah. I haven't gotten back to it like I'd like to, but yeah, that'll be maybe this weekend I'll probably get some more of it. I've actually been spending time recording music, which has been super fun. But, when we got done with Mario Kart with the daughter's boyfriend, I went through all my games, and he's not much of a gamer. Like he's just not. But when he saw Mario Golf, he was like, I kind of like golf. And I'm like, you like going golf? He's like, no, I just find golf balls and then Happy Gilmore them in my backyard. And I was like, well, I mean,
to where?
he's kind of in the woods. So okay. he's just
in like a cul-de-sac. And he's
yeah. Just taking my nose out.
Happy Gilmore did do that in a neighborhood and hit somebody coming out of his house or whatever. So, I mean,
that's so
canonical there.
But I have a clip that will be going up on TikTok. I hit it was a birdie putt, or was it maybe an eagle putt? I can't remember. Hit it. It hit the edge of the hole. And you know how usually they like circles once and drops? Mm-hmm. Circled three times and then stayed on the outside. I was like, okay, you're drunk, Mario Kart. Go home. So yeah, that video is getting made probably tonight or tomorrow, because I was just like, I cannot believe this. So, but kind of fun just to jump back into, like, I don't know, Mario Golf is, it can be a good time. I don't like the gimmick on that one, of course, just the running around to your ball or whatever. It just was like, kind of meh. But to just be able to have something to pick up and play with somebody that's not, you know, much of a gamer, golf was a good. Was a good go. I think I was 5 under, and I think he was even. So, and he's, you know, never playing it before. So I was like, yeah, it's pretty good. He was able to have fun. That was the main thing. So, but I think before we jump into the, you know, talking about Super Mario RPG and talking about Mario Kart tracks, like what you guys mentioned, that watermelon game and stuff, like what else have you guys been playing throughout the week?
I think I'm getting close to being done with Spider-Man. But it's mainly been invisibility runs, watermelon game, and Spider-Man. And I mean, getting ready for classic Fortnite comes back tonight or tomorrow morning.
Yeah, is it tomorrow? Yeah.
So I'll play some of that.
All right. Tilted Towers or whatever. Is it still is it a new season?
I don't know if I hate myself enough. It's to Tilted all the time, but yeah.
It's a new season. Yes, it is a new season. But it's only like a month long or something.
I wonder if this is going to be a launch like when they did. I haven't seen enough information. I've just seen like the viral, like classic Fortnite coming back. I wonder if it's going to be like when they launched No Build and it just became a separate thing. Cause aren't there like two maps to play in Apex? I think those rotate, but at least there's like,
they rotate.
There's,
yeah.
There's King's Canyon and whatever the other one is. I wonder if this Fortnite has enough of a player base that I wonder if they are going to just have this be, I wonder if Classic will be build only or if they're going to do no build in it.
There's no build.
There's going to be no build. That would put four different, like normal classic, like normal type,
modes
in there if they were to do no build on both of like a new season, if they do this for just a month or whatever and they do a smaller season, because Halo's doing a smaller season right now as well, but if they don't do like the whole thing, maybe this will just be a new launch for a type of game mode to have.
That could be. Johnny, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Wonder, doing the different types of runs, but also I just picked up Alien Hominid Invasion. There's like a new one. I think they dropped a bundle with the original and this new one. And the new one's a roguelike, just like, you know, everything's a roguelike now. All indie games, roguelikes. But I really like Behemoth Software. I think that's their name. They are most known for Castle Crashers. Would have loved to see another entry in Castle Crashers IP. Bring back that co-op, that couch co-op.
Absolutely.
And the watermelon game. That's pretty much it, though.
Yeah, I feel like I need to get this watermelon game
for $3. $3. I used gold points for it. So I mean,
did you guys play any of the drops that came to Nintendo Switch Online?
What
I updated stuff, but no, it did not look good.
So,
Is that Castlevania game not in the collection?
It's a Game Boy game. I'm not sure, but it's the devil something. I can't remember the other game that dropped. It's an early Shigeru Miyamoto game.
Huh. Well, and then there was another one. What, end of last week? Mario Party 3 came out, right?
Yep. Oh, I did want to mention. Now I'm no longer under embargo, but I've been playing Star Ocean: Second Story R.
Oh, cool. How's and that?
It's really good. It's one of those HD 2D games that has full voice acting, like Japanese and English. It looks really good. I know there's like some controversy with the physical edition, I think, that it says download required on the box. I don't know if you guys have seen anything about this.
Mm-mm.
But apparently it's not, you don't have to download it. It's just like the voices, the voiceover, the different languages, I guess.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Sometimes that audio stuff takes up a lot of space. So.
But yeah, that was getting really good reviews. So I mean, if you want another JRPG before another JRPG comes out.
Is that next week? Does this come out next week?
The 17th. 2 weeks.
Okay.
Well, I did a little playing, like I said. I shared what I was playing. I think it would be kind of fun. I think it would be kind of fun since this isn't that new release. If you have Nintendo Switch Online, I'm going to say let's play it as a game club kind of thing. And we'll talk about it next week. And I want to hear from you guys. So whether you're in the Discord or you're on, you want to get involved on Twitter, however you want to do it. I might even just put up a blog post. That might be the easiest way to capture everybody's comments and be able to do that. So I'll probably do that over on n64josh.com. I'll put up a brief post about some of the history of this game. And then, I'll also do like an episode just like covering some of the history of it. And then next Thursday we can all talk about it and see how it was. It's, from my understanding, it's kind of a Pac-Man clone, I believe, is what I was reading. So, and it's been out for 40 years and it's the first time we're getting it in the West. So I know if you guys are like the rest of us, you're like, yay, we get new Nintendo Switch Online games, and then we never touch them.
I update the tiles and that's about all I do. Like I'm pulling it up right now and it'll tell me, you have new stuff to play.
So yeah, so that'll be kind of fun if you guys want to get involved that way and play, you know, play something. Now that is unless you're only playing like WarioWare, which launches tomorrow. Then
I got that pre-ordered.
Then I get it. So
yeah, these are all Famicom artwork in the North American, because they were never released in the West. It looks like
correct. Yeah. So, the one looks a lot like the Legend of Zelda, but with a ninja, like the first Legend of Zelda game, but you play as a ninja. And the other one, I think, is kind of a Pac-Man style game. So, I don't know. I'm, because it's Shigeru Miyamoto and Koji Kondo, like it's kind of the, like the original, some of the original crew from like, you know, the early Famicom days. I'm like, I want to jump into this. This might be kind of a gem that, you know, and it could also be something that was just, without any nostalgia for it, it could be not fun.
Are you talking
at all,
about Ninja Tower? Is that what that one is? That the one you're talking about?
I believe so. Then the other one is Devil something. I can't remember the.
Yeah, there's no names on them. They're all in Japanese on the when you
pull
it up. Well,
the one I think is, there was an attraction on Nintendo Land that was like the Ninja Tower.
Oh, interesting. The the character from the Blue Devil game, and again, I can't remember the exact name. Maybe somebody in the chat knows, but I recognized it immediately because it was like a trophy in Smash. And I was like, oh, hey, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember this this character okay. from Smash. So
okay, I've seen this game before. It looks like it looks like Pac-Man kind of.
Yeah.
But also Bubble Bobble.
Yeah, some of the characters.
The character looks like a bubble bobble.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, we're gonna do a little game club. If you have the Nintendo Switch Online, jump into that. Again, I'll put a post up on n64josh.com. That'll be up in the morning, and I'll do an episode on kind of the history of the game to kind of give you guys a little bit of a deep dive into it. And you know, maybe there's a reason it wasn't ever localized. Maybe they didn't think it would be a good fit for the North American audience. Why they're doing it now? And I believe it has the English translation from what the tweet that Nintendo put out. I think the preview video showed English translation. So
I don't think they put stuff on the North American one if it's not localized.
It's called Devil World, by the way.
Devil World, there we go. And yeah, and I couldn't remember, like, I'm trying to think, like, that the Tetris Attack style game, that one for some reason I feel like was not in English, but I could be wrong, because it's a different name. It doesn't have Tetris in the title, so they can use it. That's why we didn't get the exact same game on Super Nintendo here, because it was called Tetris Attack. So,
and I have the Famicom, my Japanese account one too, so I usually see if there's differences between everything. Sometimes there is, but sometimes it makes those games very hard to play if you don't know Japanese.
Well, and I mean, I'm wondering if we're gonna ever see Fire Emblem come back, like, to Nintendo Switch Online. They did the localization for it, but then
I have it. It's on my Switch.
It's off the eShop. No, you're not getting it.
Yeah, the Switch 2 is gonna launch with all these games that were like lost to time. Like Mario 35 will be Mother a launch 3. Title. Yes, there you go. There you go. Well. We got Super Mario RPG. There's like a new five minute Japanese trailer that's been playing. If you guys, you know, if you're watching, that's just been playing on repeat. And I talked about this a little bit on just the Nintendo News Minute, how like there's a lot of buzz around this game. Like there's a lot of buzz around it. And I can't remember, like, do either of you guys have much history with it? Johnny, do you have much history with this game?
No, I never played the original. The only thing I know from it is Geno. People wanted Geno in Smash, but I mean, I've seen gameplay of it, the original, and I know people love it.
You didn't even play it on the SNES Classic when you got one of those?
I don't think so, no.
I have it on SNES Classic, but I didn't play it either.
I got you. Never played it when you were a kid or anything?
Nope.
Yeah, so I mean,
We are fake fans.
Yep. Well, I played it, but the thing that I never owned it, and I want
to
say
you wouldn't have been allowed to own it anyway. It probably had magic and all sorts of crap.
Well, at this point, I mean, that was like close to eighth grade or something when I was playing it, so I don't think they cared quite as much. But the thing that I can't remember is I remember my best friend at the time. He had it. He also had like Ogre Battle and a game called Utopia and some of these kind of more niche titles, right? And yeah, I know, take a drink. And I remember like not disliking this game, but not spending a ton of time with it. So I don't, like, it's one of those memories that are kind of lost to time. I'm like, I don't remember what happened. Like, I remember some like long gaming sessions with it, but then I don't know if he moved and then took it and I didn't pick it up again or what the case was. So watching this trailer, I'm really excited to jump into this. And I mean, as we get closer to launch, you know, like, Crawler, where are you at with your kind of your hype level and stuff?
I mean, I was never big into turn-based games growing up, but like Octopath and some of the other games that have come out that I've taken the time to play and appreciate for what they are has me excited to play this a little bit. Like, I guess the most that I ever did kind of turn-based stuff was the spiritual successor to this game, which was I played Paper Mario 64 and some of the other stuff that came out, which just isn't my type of game that I enjoyed when I was younger. But I'm excited for this.
Johnny, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to try it out. I have it pre-ordered. I'm on Mario Kick right now. So, I mean, from the previews and from this trailer, it looks like it's going to be really good. I think, I mean, I don't know anything of what it's saying, but I do know they do a little dance when they level up. Apparently, that's new. Apparently, they added like a feature where you could change your party mid-battle, which is interesting.
Okay. Huh.
And this scene right here where you're going down the river, man, that looked beautiful.
The game is stunning, honestly. And as I keep seeing more and more photos and more video, there's one thing that comes to my mind, and that is, is this the precursor to the sequel, since the assets are there? The relationship with Square is so strong right now. They're one of the Switch's biggest, you know.
Square needs a banger, right? They've lost, what, $2 billion? Isn't that what wasn't that the headline a couple weeks ago?
That's rough. So
Square needs to stop making Avengers games and I think Guardians did okay, but like stuff that isn't named Final Fantasy, even stuff that is named Final Fantasy hasn't been doing that well for them.
That's right. This will sell enough for them.
How much does Square get from this, do you think?
Probably like 10% or 5% or something like tiny, you know, like
Do you think Squaresoft, or would it have to say Square Enix now? Do you think that's going to be in the opening splash screen?
It's hard to say because I mean, without looking, I don't even know who's doing this port. If it's some other port house altogether and not even tied to Square at all, you know, other than just the licensing.
Mm-hmm. I want to say like this is a precursor, because why bring it back now? Like, why not?
Well, and redo it as much as they have.
Yeah.
Which also leads me to another question then. What do you guys think about this style of remake? Like, would you like to see more? Like, think it like Skyward Sword. I don't want to say Skyward Sword because I know Johnny's like deep his deep hatred towards Skyward Sword. But like, you know, when this isn't going to come out and feel like a remake, right? It's going to come out and feel more like a new game for a lot of people. And I think people that are going back to it, like even the initial trailer where people were like, yo, we had no idea that was a Samus toy in the toy box, you know, because it was just like a clay of pixels. You know, you couldn't even see what it was. This is the kind of remake that I think. Well, I said it on the News Minute, A Link to the Past with this kind of art style. Very similar to Link's Awakening, right?
Yeah, Link's Awakening, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could do this for a lot of their Super Nintendo titles. I think that's where it would work the best. That Super Nintendo era. Maybe even the N64 era. Because, like, I know they HD-ified Skyward Sword, but that was pretty much just up-resing. They didn't make all new assets for that.
Yeah, this is a new remake style. A lot of stuff, if Square's doing it, like, I think Chrono Trigger is probably due. I would want Square to do it in the HD 2D style if they were to do it, just to kind of keep the classic style that it has in an updated fashion. For some Zelda games, I would almost want, like, I think Square has a patent or whatever it is. They kind of own the rights to that kind of HD 2D style. But I would think the top-down Zeldas, with the criticism that Awakening got a little bit with like the stutters, and I didn't have a problem with the style, but I think it would just be a smoother, more, it would just be in the vein that it kind of honoring what it used to look like a little bit and how you saw it in your mind. If they did it in kind of that HD 2D style, if they were to remake a top-down Zelda like that.
I'm here for it, honestly. Like, not that I don't want new games, right? Like, I think we're getting a good mix. Like, when you get Wonder and then you get, like, you're on that Mario, you got that Mario hype, and then jumping into something like this, that's just this gorgeous remake that's like, you know, it probably was a little bit niche back in the day anyway. Like, I don't know that a ton of people were playing it, but Mario had the draw back then, you know, even more so than, like he had the draw, of course, but where my brain is going is like thinking about Yoshi's Island. Right. And when they called that Super Mario Brothers World 2, and I was like, I wouldn't touch it. I was like,
Like, yeah, it's just crying baby Mario. I don't like that game either.
Yeah. I needed to give it a fair shake, 'cause I never really have, but like, this, I don't know that this could be coming at a better time. Right. The Switch is, you know, on its way out. And like, I honestly wonder if the cry for Geno and Smash didn't play a part in getting this game, greenlit, depending on how long it's been in the works, but,
and whatever kind of contract negotiation they have for, renewing the licensing for Ultimate, who knows who could show up.
Maybe Geno will be in the next Smash Bros. Because of this.
You have to own this game, and it has to have save data on your Switch.
Based on what Sakurai was saying recently, Geno may be the only character in Smash. So, just something along the lines of like, it's going to be really hard to top Ultimate, you know. So,
yeah, for
sure. Maybe Geno and Waluigi will be all they need to top Ultimate, but I don't know. I'm in love with the art style of this game. I feel like it was handled very, very well. I think it's already a solid game to begin with, to just make it look this like.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Just so good. I'm glad they didn't try to go the route of like Octopath or something. Like, this feels more like how what Ubi did with what were those games called? Sparks of Hope, and then the
Rabbids.
Mario plus Rabbids, right? Like they stayed very true to the character models. Like they looked really good. They looked clean. Like,
Geno looks like an actual puppet.
Right. Like, you can see the wood grain and that kind of stuff to it. And honestly, I'm I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of excited about an RPG for the holidays. Like, that's when I first played Xenoblade Chronicles 2. And not that I don't have an extensive list of RPGs that I could pick up, but like, you know, I think I'm as hyped as everybody else with like Wonder dropping and the Mario movie this year. Like, I know, Johnny, you probably think in some cases it's a little bit too, like, a little late on why these are coming out, not closer to the movie releasing.
Well, we'll find out. Like, we know Japanese sales for Wonder. It's at like 800,000 just for physical copies.
It was number one this week in Japan, beating out Metal Gear.
Number one in the UK. Yeah, yeah. I think it's just doing just fine. I'll be really interested to see how this does because it's Mario. It's coming out the same year as the Mario movie. It's coming out. It's their flagship title. Like, it's their holiday title because it's coming out that November, second week of November, third week in November time frame. So this is their holiday title.
Yeah, no question. There are gonna be a lot of kids opening Wonder on Christmas morning. So, and I mean, just as this trailer's playing, so many unique characters, you know, so many just like goofy characters, like
one-off characters that you never see again.
Yeah, these like crazy sharks and like it just looks very Nintendo there's like seeing these kind of things happen with the like, we didn't see this, that you didn't see Mario in the hands of a third party.
Cause right? Square made this, right? Like, it's a Square game with Nintendo input.
That, from my understanding. Yes. Yes. Cryptic says surprised. No Amiibo is launching.
Not surprised. They don't really care about Amiibo anymore.
Amiibo are coming out tomorrow.
Yeah. But we didn't get Mario Wonder Amiibo when they have the elephant Mario right there.
Yeah. I want the giant PVC statue of elephant Mario riding Yoshi in that expression on Yoshi's face.
But I mean, I guess they're not done with Amiibo because we're getting an Amiibo costume in Mario Kart.
Well, we're not getting one a Mii costume, though. We're getting 9 new Mii costumes. So
we're getting 17 new Mii costumes.
Wait, what? It was 9 new music tracks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're getting 17. How are these?
Johnny's got a video out now.
How are these unlocked, by the way? Does anybody know? Because
I think they're just the only one that's an Amiibo costume is Daisy.
Does she have an Amiibo?
She has two. Like, she has a Smash one.
Okay,
and then she also has the Super Mario line.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they're not out on store shelves, so how are people gonna like you have to have one already because they're not gonna re-release it.
It's just tough. That's it.
I mean, I don't like who really cares about Mii outfits though. Like, it's cool that they're putting them in there. And they're all—I mean—they're all from Tor, so like we already know what they are.
Got you. I see. Okay. I just know that you can now look like the Bitty Buggy while you're in the Bitty Buggy, and
Cheesy had a good tweet this morning, or whatever. Dad's the line of my dad's a castle or whatever from.
Oh yeah.
and you can have a castle Amiibo.
Yeah. Now you have a castle
me.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mario Kart, we got the last nine.
You have that trailer up?
Last 9 tracks. I don't. I can grab it.
I can pull it up.
Cool. Or the last 8 tracks. I mean, what? Johnny, I'll kick it over to you. What were your initial thoughts when you saw
They really love the worst Mario Kart. They really love Mario Kart Wii. They love it. They love it so much. They hate Double Dash.
All right, that's getting clipped.
We're getting Rainbow Road Wii, which looks really good. It does look It kind of looks like the movie Rainbow Road.
They spent like half the trailer on this course. They spent a long time on this course.
It's clean. There's another Rainbow Road in it, isn't there? No. I'm thinking of Rosalina's thing from 3DS. It kind of looks like a Rainbow Road.
But a Rainbow Road again without guardrail. Well, I guess there's some guardrails, but.
But look at all the pieces from Galaxy, like
the
star bits, like they're everywhere, you know. And it's been too long since I've been on this track to remember, you know, what was there before.
I don't like the courses from Wii, mainly because I just didn't like the control scheme on Wii.
The Wii Mario Kart Wii sucks, and the reason why they're doing so many Mario Kart Wii tracks is because they know that is like that's their audience right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are the people that grew up on Wii,
the nostalgia blinders for
yeah.
Well, and we're getting a classic SNES remake too. We're getting Bowser Castle. I enjoy when they take those SNES courses and find a way to Mario Kart 8-ify them.
TK Mountain being back is really exciting. I'm excited about that.
Yep. Another shoot up to the top
another
of the mountain.
Another Wii come back course.
Well, if I remember the like Daisy's Circuit, like not even that solid of a track. If I'm counting
three. Oh man, that's three tour courses.
That's another tour course. Yeah. There's a 3DS, the Rosalina's Ice World.
They're all technically tour courses.
Oh wow.
So hold on. We only saw how many do we see?
There's just eight more, right?
So we have
the final eight courses.
Yeah, so tour, DK Mountain. Is that another tour?
Yeah.
That's Daisy, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that might be Daisy. Yeah.
And then what's the underwater one?
There's a Piranha Plant Cove, which is a tour track. According to that trailer, but it's still very Mario. Like it looks great.
And then another tour,
Rosalina's
yeah. Ice, Bowser's Castle from SNES, and then Rainbow Road.
So the Bowser's like Bowser's Castle 3 or whatever.
They did Pauline Dirty. did you see that? She's a heavyweight weight class.
Oh no.
I saw that this morning or last. Did this come out yesterday? This came out yesterday, right? I saw that yesterday and I was like, wow, that's
they did the same with Rosalina though.
Is she?
Yeah.
Rosalina's big though. Like she's like big. Not I mean like
clip that one.
Have you played Galaxy? She's like tall. She's like tall.
She's Amazon.
Everybody's tall compared to Mario. So
true.
But the topic at hand, though, like what tracks are missing? What are you the most sad that you did not see from this final cheap, wave?
Cheap. I'm sad that we didn't get
64 cheap cheap.
Yeah, isn't that what it was called?
Koopa
Beach. Koopa Troopa Beach, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Something like
whatever
that.
Whatever the one where the shortcut through the mountain.
Yes. Yeah. It was on, I believe it was on 7.
How many 64 courses did we get? Choco Mountain.
Calamari.
Yeah. That was a good remake. Mm-hmm. They didn't do enough 64.
They've never done Wario Stadium. Yeah, ever.
Well, would they?
I mean,
there would have to be some kind of homage to the shortcut if they were to do it.
Yeah, that'd be I don't know. They hate that kind of stuff.
Well, what is it? Is it Wii? Is some of the Wii courses have those stupid, crazy shortcuts that people do like 15-second completions on, where they just circle a mountain or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Gavin, my son, was like. He was like number one in the world when he learned that glitch for a little while. Like he loved that stuff. But So okay, so the Koopa Beach from 64. I'm gonna say Wario Stadium all the time. Johnny, any tracks for you that you're like, man, I can't believe I'm we didn't see it.
Disappointed that we didn't get an original track.
Well,
I think in the past,
Piranha Plant Cove is kind of
is it?
Kind of. It's a new track for Tour. And you got to remember the other tracks that were new were new tracks for Tour also. Yeah. So I think I'm not sure if the last one
did they show that one? I feel like
the bathtub one was new.
Yeah, and then right. like
the
Sunday thing.
The Sunday one that was a throwaway. That was a let's do a giant oval and do some decorations on it. It's well, not
Yoshi's is really good. Yoshi's is good. I mean, I'm not that well versed on tracks,
but I mean, specifically going through and looking at this list, like I wish they would have done more SNES courses because they remade Boo's, the Boo's Boardwalk or whatever. That one was a good remake, I thought.
The Game Boy Advance?
Yeah, the Game Boy Advance are just the same vein. Those two are the same vein.
Yeah.
Mario Kart Advance and Mario SNES, Mario Kart SNES are kind of the same vein. Like we have what's the name of the block? That one could have been better.
Circuit, right? Isn't it just called like
maybe
SNES Circuit?
Oh no, I guess we already have that one. I say Royal Raceway is already in the game. I'm trying to think of some like really good 64 courses that we don't have.
I think DK's Jungle would have been a fun one. And we do have Rainbow Road, but they cut it into three and it's fast enough that we should have been able to get three laps. You know, it's gone by too quick, unfortunately.
And this game is just so massive now. When you think about all the courses that we have there, cause there's what?
There's 96
courses now. Like that's insane. And we all gravitate towards the same ones when you play online, though. That's the problem.
Cryptic says he would have loved to see Airship Fortress or any of the DS tracks remade. Yeah. DS was a fantastic
all right.
Mario Kart. One of my favorites.
Maybe I'm not well versed on the old tracks, but we did get like other property tracks in the original 48. So like Animal Crossing, Zelda, F-Zero, Excitebike. Like I wish we would have got some other another properties track. Maybe like Splatoon because we have
like
Inkling.
Like the battle mode. Mm-hmm. Battle mode has a Splatoon track.
Yeah.
Like Animal Crossing, like The Legend of Zelda. So I feel like one of the biggest missteps was not doing like leave out all the tour, like the real life tracks and bring in Samus as a character and Kirby. And, you know, we could do another Animal Crossing track. They could do more of an island, like more of a New Horizons track.
Mario Kart 9, if it's called that, has 96 courses now to launch with. If they do this, market it as Nintendo Kart or whatever. And then they can start, they can have an additional, 32 courses, something new. But if like they, I don't want to be sold this content again. So I think it would be smart to have it come out or if they want to go live service and just cycle stuff through. But part of the charm of an initial Mario Kart playthrough is getting all the cups and getting your three stars in them and learning the courses that way. But I would want to see some new courses come through. And if they, especially since we have now Nintendo characters all across the board, the Kongs and Pauline and Inklings and Link and all that kind of stuff, like bring Zelda and Sheik and Ganondorf and Samus and, you have a little Metroid piloting a cart. They have Petey Piranha doing it. So why not? And Boo. So have a Metroid piloting a
you want Mother Brain out there just looking all nasty.
But I mean, yeah, just lean into it, I guess. But they have a huge starting point now with 96 courses, and there should be no reason to take that away, especially if it's going to be a retail release again.
We were talking about how are they going to top Ultimate, Smash Ultimate? Like, how are they going to top this game?
They give you everything that it has and they expand on it.
I think the answer is simple, John. I think it's they've been working on 9 for so long. I don't think they anticipated this game being the top selling game of the Switch. I don't think that was their thought whatsoever.
And it's still in the MPD every month, like
every week.
Yeah.
It was
There's a bundle again this year.
it's the old school Switch. Yeah. The launch day Switch.
Yeah.
Or it's, I guess, number the eight. Redbox Switch.
Number 8 in Japan this week. Yeah. And in the UK, I think it was number 6. Maybe number 4. Like,
it's always like, isn't it always in the top on like Amazon for the year?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. But look what they've done. Giving you double the game just for paying $50 a year.
Or buy it once for 30 something bucks.
Cryptic has the right idea. I want a Fire Emblem cart.
Tons of characters. Wow. 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 Wow.
Just make that character select screen like the Smash screen.
Well, no, and I mean, it's kind of a bummer that they didn't lean more into a fresh Donkey Kong track, you know, with, like, yeah, I would have liked to see the 64 the DK, and then, well, not only the movie, but we see Diddy and Funky Kong make their way here.
Well, and
we got DK Mountain.
And they missed an opportunity, like, give us make a free cup, just an extra add-on cup, make it the Universal, isn't that what it's called at Universal Studios, the Universal Cup? Isn't that what it's called?
Possibly. I have not been there yet.
I mean, Cheesy's not here.
Yeah, Cheesy's not here. Of course, this is the one he doesn't come to.
But like, put the DK track from the DK Kingdom from the Mario movie. Make a course out of that. Find a way to maybe LA's not in the game, right? As a tour track,
it is.
Is it?
Is it? Yeah. And San Francisco is. I don't know about LA.
No, Southern Cal. Because Nate's talked about it, how he feels like home. Because I was talking about how Vancouver is like racing here in Washington.
Okay, so. I can't keep them all straight anymore. What's all come out?
Oh yeah,
but I mean, they could find some interesting ways. Oh, there is that it right there. Is that LA?
Which it was from? I think it was the last set.
So. Last wave. Yeah. Either. Oh, right there. It's that one with the Ferris wheel on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. But yeah, find a way to get 3 courses. Like, they could do a penguin, the Penguin Kingdom. They could do something just around the movie and or Nintendo World.
Look what Hitman said. Yeah. A new Donk City track would be amazing. Like, yep. That would have been.
We got Pauline. Like, why didn't they?
Yeah.
You can see and you could, like, there could be a ton of Easter eggs built into that. You could have Mario doing jump rope with the fire thing. You could have 1-1 playing in the background on in the theater. You could drive through the theater or whatever. You could go up on the rooftop where you start kind of in New Donk City, and you have, they could have stupid Luigi with balloon world stuff on there.
So all of these tracks, right? All these tracks are in tour as well, right?
Correct.
All of them.
So maybe,
yeah.
The next one.
A while since I played tour.
The Mario Kart 9 or whatever's next. That's where they're going to put all the Switch era IP in, like the Odysseys.
You think they're going to vault this stuff onto tour?
No, I think so. I wouldn't put it past them to bring Mario Kart 8 Deluxe to whatever's next.
Oh yeah, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe 4K.
Yeah, and HD. then have like, maybe they don't call it Mario Kart, maybe they call it Nintendo Kart, and have it side by side with it,
or have it go Call of Duty style and just launch into a platform. Because I think it's stupid to erase the 96 courses that they have.
Yeah, and I don't think they will. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the next console will be backwards compatible. It would be kind of dumb for them not to have it be backwards compatible, but who knows? Maybe they sell a $10 upgrade fee for 4K resolution and some Hitman's
Hitman's just coming out with all sorts of stuff. Mario Party board track.
Well, he's got me thinking, like, they brought Pauline. What if they did an 8-bit Donkey Kong track that looked like a somewhat of an 8-bit construction site that was a nod to the old, to the original.
Just race down the girders like you're a barrel.
Yes, like that. I mean,
just S curves going all the way down. I would do that.
Something along those lines, you know.
They have like 16-bit characters in Tor.
Oh yeah. I made sure to get them. Like I was like, oh, I'm not missing those, you know.
Yeah, they could do a lot to turn this into a platform. This has the potential for them to, like, you worry about stuff getting launched as free to play and live service, but like the amount that they have to pull from and the character and this in the different, I don't like how it was monetized in Tour, but if they could find unique ways to earn in-game currency and not have it be, the problem I had with it was courses had specific characters and cart matchups and other things to get more items that made it kind of pay to win style. And then also the math that people did on the initial slot machine pulls for stuff was like, I think they maybe fixed it a little bit. I don't know what the math comes out to now, but it was,
well, I don't think they
it was not good.
I don't think they have the pulls.
Oh, they don't have slot machine pulls anymore on that?
Well, they might, but I don't think it's paid. I don't know. I haven't played Tor since like the month after it released.
Yeah.
And now I guess, is it done getting updates? We're out of October.
Is Nintendo getting out of the mobile space? Except for,
I don't know. They tweeted about Super Mario Run.
Yep.
What?
Yeah,
there's an event in Super Mario Wonder.
But don't get your hopes up, because from what I've read today, all it is if you haven't paid for Run, you get to play two of the paid for levels. So it's not like a Wonder Flower. Like,
well, and
Run to the Switch. Like, just Run is $15 for it.
Run is a good way to keep my kids placated, at least William, when we're like out waiting for something. He just does a 10 course gauntlet thing or whatever they have.
Mm.
That's enough.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I kind of want to see, and I've had people, some of the comments I've seen when I talk about a Mario Kart as a live service, like Spotify gets lit up because they're they're just like, stop saying that. But like, I want to see them pull out all the stops. I want a mainline game. I want a games as a service Mario Kart. I want to see them do something where mobile ties into it, to where I can be, you know, unlock, like if Tour gave me a reason to play because I was unlocking stuff that I would use on the Switch, I would be playing Tour.
Yeah.
No question.
With all their stuff, like Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. Why can I not get that stuff from the game into New Horizons?
Well, and they gave us that idea. It was them talking about the work they were going to be doing with the name escapes me now, but the mobile company that was going to be doing all the mobile games, and how it was like
DNA.
Yeah. And it was, you know, they showed that graph of like the Wii U and the 3DS and the mobile device. And then there was like the new system, which was the Switch, and like, and then nothing really came of it. Like, it was like, that felt like such a missed, like, how do you, I don't really like saying stuff like this, but it's like, it feels like such a, like they fumbled when it came to Animal Crossing, and like that Pocket Camp should have updated to somewhat of a like New Horizons Pocket Camp, and it should have been like,
it should have just been an accessory app is what it should have been, and play stuff, organize your house. Like they could have done a whole lot with that, and they chose not to.
Makes me sad.
Order stuff from Nook, whatever.
they're holding it for the Switch too. All right. They're just holding it back. We're going to have the most glorious launch. We're going to have Mario Kart in month one, Odyssey 2 in month two.
Do we think it's as powerful as PS4? I mean, is that what we're hoping for?
That's the rumors.
It's PS5. It's PS5.
Great.
Awesome. I don't know. As long as they find a way to speed up coming in and out of islands, that's all that matters. Because that is painful.
I don't know if we see a lot of Switch remakes getting the, 4K, like up res. Like, is that enough? Are they going to do extras? Or is the first year going to be, are they going to build the install base with new IP and deluxe versions of Switch games while third parties wait to get on board, kind of like they did with the Switch?
I don't know. I think they'll be able to sell third parties
kind of right away.
Well, Phil Spencer, Xbox bought Activision, so we should be getting...
We're getting Call of Duty.
Call of Duty and stuff like that.
It'll be interesting. So, well, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight. I see quite a few guys hanging out live. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate the interaction and all the comments. You guys are amazing. Hitman, Cryptic, anybody that's just lurking, thank you guys so, so very much. And, of course, we do this live every Thursday around 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern. And we'll see you guys next week. Remember, play Devil World, right? Devil World? Is that the name?
Is that the Pac-Man one or is that the
Pac-Man one. That's Koji Kondo and Shigeru Miyamoto. Go and play that, and we're gonna leave your comments over on n64josh.com. There'll be a post up early tomorrow so that you guys can leave. You don't have to leave them tomorrow, but play the game and then share your thoughts over there, and we'll read them on the show next week. So, and we all have homework. We got to let Cheesy know. We're all gonna play it and see what we think. So, much love, everybody, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.